Online Podcast 123.
Hello, welcome to Online Podcast. I'm a Chinese,
born,
I'm a Malaysian born Chinese living in America.
I'm an ABC.
I have an MBA.
I'm an MBA.
With an MBC.
No, he's in it. Hi, and welcome to Online Podcast.
And this is your host, John Ong, and I'm a Malaysian born Chinese.
Living here in America.
Yes. So painful. Was that okay? That was fun. Hello, hello. Welcome, everyone. It's an honor to have the mischievous boys introduce me. It was painful, though. But anyway, welcome, everyone. And thank you for all the feedback that you guys sent in, either on Mischievous Boys' website or online podcast. It seems to be receiving a pretty good feedback, I think. Don't you guys think so?
Yes.
Yes.
I have a lot of people emailed me personally and say, oh, those boys are fun.
And good.
I thought that the interview was quite long.
Que bueno.
However.
No, our fans like it long.
Okay, good. Now, you know, it depends. I have a series of very personal questions, which might turn out to be even longer this time. So if it is too long, I may stop in the middle and actually do a part 2 A and B. How about that?
Okay, that's good.
Okay, so welcome back all the boys, Tommy, Tommy, Joseph,
Tommy,
Edward,
Jesus.
And, oh shit, David.
Ooh, you said a bad word.
Yeah, don't forget about me.
Is the SH word or the J-E?
It's okay, we can say shit. Anyway, welcome back, and thank you for coming back on the show. And let's see. Let's jump right into the questions.
Okay.
Tell us how your videos are doing on YouTube.com.
Well, they're doing very well. This is Joseph. And it seems that the videos where we appear shirtless, they seem to be the most popular ones. And a lot of people are leaving comments, either good or bad. And our videos get pretty much like high average ratings. So they like the quality of the videos and I guess the chemistry among all four of us.
Yeah.
What do you think, boys?
So that's good. People can actually view it on YouTube.com and actually rate it, correct?
Yes.
That's highly correct.
Yeah, we usually get about between 3.5 and 5 stars out of 5.
Oh, so, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, you guys have a pretty good production, I would say, for an amateur fun thing.
Yeah, I try.
Yeah. We try our
best. I have Edward rate it for us.
Me?
Always 5s.
What, was he the one that pushed up the rating? Is that what you said?
No, like one person can only rate it once. So
at a time.
Yeah, one person can only rate one video at a time.
Okay.
So.
Okay, cool. So all the listeners or all the fans of Mischievous Boys go over and rate them.
Yes.
What, 5 or whatever? I haven't done that myself.
Oh, you should. And rate
all
5.
All 5s, please.
Exactly.
Whether you like it or not.
That's cheating. Now, okay, so you mentioned that there are good ratings, or there are good comments, and there are bad comments. Let's talk about the bad comments. Was it hard to read bad comments?
Yeah. Well, the bad comments is
yes and no.
Basically when people say, like, ooh, are they gay? Okay, like, we have gay in our keywords, and we our videos are, like, by Madonna, Celine Dion, Christina Aguilera. Of course we're gay.
We are?
So why were the comments are like, oh, those boys are gay? Is that what the bad comments were? Also, I take it as a good comment, actually.
Yeah. So it's you can however you want to view that, you can either view that or good. But normally we just take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, and I think
what about have you actually had something that is like, oh, it hurts? You know, is there anything bad?
Yeah,
that
the other thing that really hurts so much is when somebody left a message saying that, well, that's 3 minutes of my life life that I will never get back. So, so David, our bad boy, watched that guy's video, and it turned out that that guy only had like a 5 second or 1 second video.
Yeah.
So Edward, David left a message saying that, well, that's 1 second of my life that I will never get back.
I'm so bad at that. I had to attack, and sometimes it brings out the bad in me, but you know, I'm the bad boy, so I
you.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, for the most part, it's yes and no, because we do want feedback. We do accept the fact that they're entitled to their opinion. You know, people are entitled to their opinion, and whether or not they want to express that, good or bad, it's part of our publicity. It's part of us displaying ourselves like that, so we're gonna get it.
That's
regardless
true. That's true. And of course, you know, there are constructive criticism, and there's also something that is just mean. And, you know, mean things would be like, oh, it sucks, you know. And, you know, if it's something constructive, it's usually nicer. Even if you don't like it, even if it's all negative, tell me why you don't like it. If there's a reason behind it, I think a negative feedback can actually be valuable sometimes.
You're right about that, but the personal attack is where it kind of stings and it hurts when they attack
yeah.
you personally.
You know what,
especially
it's
being
gonna
Asian.
Happen it's gonna happen even more when you get even bigger, I tell you.
Yeah,
there's
right.
gonna be lots of personal attacks coming.
Yes.
But you know, who cares, right?
It's
and
the
of
price
course,
it's what Joseph
the price
said
of fame
the price we pay is the price you pay for fame.
Yeah, so actually I forgot to ask you guys last week, but this week I'm going to ask you, how did you pick the name Mischievous Boys?
Grandma.
Yeah, my grandma called us like the Mischievous Boys. So,
oh.
No, actually she called us the Mischievous Boys. So I said, okay, won't it be cool if we just call it Mischievous, you know, so that it's not really mischievous, but Mischievous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Before that,
yeah,
it would be funny.
We wanted to be called the Bamboo Boys.
Yeah.
But that wasn't very remarkable.
Yeah.
Actually, we've
the
thought of several
boys.
The penis boys?
The chopstick
oh,
graphic.
Boys.
Actually, we've thought of several names. Even before we started doing videos, we called ourselves the Fantastic Four every time we would hang out. And then down the line, after we released our first video, we thought of several names like the Ramens, the Bamboo Boys, the Venga Boys.
The Venga Boy.
The Venga Boy.
Yes.
Or the Asian Invasion.
Mm-hmm. So, John, what do you think of our name?
Oh, I like it.
You like the name?
I like it. You know, there's a little spice in it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets people talking, too. It's different.
David added some curry.
Oh,
cooking
thank you.
With Edward and David.
Thank
part
you.
One.
I taught Edward, and he did well.
Yes.
So that's cute. That's cute that your grandmother actually gave you guys the name. This is Joseph's grandmother, right?
Yes.
How cute. And so, okay, let's talk about your how you guys met. I didn't ask you this question. How did four of you meet? Or how did this Mischievous Boys friendship started?
Okay, this is Joseph, and I first met Tommy back in 1999. And then I met David back in 2003.
No.
Yes, it was 2003.
Oh my gosh.
January 2003.
Yeah. This is Tommy, and I met David and Joseph about the same time, but in separate situations. So we hadn't connected as a group until maybe the past year or so.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I met David in school.
When did you guys meet?
David and I met.
I was a senior and Tommy was a freshman.
School.
That was 6 years ago, Tommy. oops. I just gave away
in high school.
Fresh.
No, it was college.
Now he's still
college.
I'm a fresh senior.
Yeah.
Because I have 4 more years of senior to go.
Tommy just like to stay young.
Yeah, I'll try.
Well, I'm the newbie in the group. I just started hanging out with David like a year and a half ago, and he introduced me to these two other guys this past summer. And I quickly became the fourth member of the group.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
This is Edward, by the way.
It's our story, not his story.
The Fantastic Four is fairly young.
As a group? About,
yeah, yes. Maybe well, about no, a year and a half.
I've known you for 4 years, about and I've known and Tommy
well,
for
it,
five.
Only because we just met Edward maybe with the past 2 years, but actually, in total, we've known each other for at least 5 or 6 years, on average.
Cool.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, I'm sure we've seen each other out and about. We just don't know each other back then, so... Sacramento, small town.
Yeah.
Cool. And okay, let's talk about your fans. Is there anything you want to tell a specific
We'd
fan?
Like to make it. Oh, sorry, Dan. We'd like to make a shout out to our number one MBFL for life.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no.
MBFL without the for life because it's already for life.
Okay, what is MBFL, Tommy?
Oh, thanks, Joseph, for bringing that up. That question. MBFL stands for Mischievous Boy.
Boys fan
for life. And that
and who coined the term?
The coin was termed by this one of our fans. His name is Gene, and he's been there to support us from
the very beginning.
The very first video. Yeah. I remember when Joseph released our first video.
Yeah.
Gene was there to praise us, and we really appreciate it.
And what about MBFL number two?
Who's that?
Oh, Antonio from España.
Ooh. I thought it's Card.
No, he's number three.
Oh, Card is number three.
Ooh.
And John Ong is number four.
Hey. Actually, once you start naming names, you're going to have a bunch of people say, why didn't you mention my name? It's okay. We'll have you guys back again.
I know. Next time we'll come with a
Well,
list.
Those are the top three people who are very active on our blog, so they...
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, they should
now, Gene, I'm not so lousy, is it, Gene? Wink, wink. So where's Gene from?
John Ong is number 153, list A.
What are you talking about?
What was that?
Moving on.
Moving on. Joke. Next question.
Hey, so where is Gene from?
Gene is from the U.S.
I think he's from the East Coast specifically.
Yeah. And then Antonio's from Spain. And then Card is in Singapore. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, Singapore.
Yes.
Hi. I want to say hi to Singaporeans.
Ni hao.
Hi.
I have this connection with Singaporeans,
Singapore.
You know.
Kong hei
Hello,
fa
Singaporean.
Chao fan.
I want to know. Wait. I'm gonna do a small little segment in Singlish, okay?
Okay.
Hey, all the Singaporean, I want to ask you, if you listen to this program, come to my website, onlinepodcast.com, and leave a comment for me. I want to see how many Singaporean listening. Cannot. I think can. Come and do that. Or you can go to, their website, mischievousboys.com also, and then leave comment for me and see how many Singaporean are listening. We want to see how famous these boys are in Singapore. Can. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
So was that Singaporean English?
Oh, that was English with a Singaporean
accent.
That was cute.
Yeah, that's
Let's
English.
All speak in our native. Never mind.
Language.
No, Tommy.
Accent.
Yeah.
Our native accent. John, we've taken over your show.
Okay,
oh, go ahead. Go ahead. I cannot win. There's only one of me. Anyway, okay, let's move on, and we've got the fans. Oh, actually, do you know how many fans you have? I know you have a fan club, Yahoo group, right?
Yeah, I think we have about 150 to 200 people in our fan club.
Well, do you know how, like, the percentage of how many people are from where?
No.
All over.
You do not?
No. They're all over, I'm
We do
sure.
have a hit counter that kind of tracks what countries...
Have
visit
visited.
Our website, but
yeah,
that's just the blog site in general.
So how's the traffic look like?
Very good. We get about 400 hits a day.
Yeah, and it's just about like 350 is from Joseph's house,
and then 50 from Tommy's house,
and that's it. No, the majority seem to be coming from, like, the United States and then...
Canada.
Italy, right? There's a lot... No, Spain.
No, Canada second.
Canada and then Italy or something like that.
Yeah.
Or Spain.
What about Singapore?
Singapore's up there, too.
Yeah, Singapore's in the top 10.
Cool.
Yeah.
Next question is really... when I wrote that question was, you know, before, I don't want to presume. I don't want to assume.
Yeah.
So my questions was, are you gay? Is that obvious?
Yes, we're all
okay,
happy.
Okay, one by one. Are you gay?
Yeah, we're all gay, but some are more gay than the others.
What do you mean more gay? If you're gay, you're gay.
There's gay, gayer, and gayest.
There's gay, and then there's... Hey.
Okay, who's the gayer and who's the gayest?
Tommy is the gayest one.
Yeah, that's it.
And then
I don't know
Edward,
why they say that.
And then Edward is like the non-gayest one. And then I guess David and Joseph were just in the middle.
That's what
okay,
they like.
So you guys
to
are gayer.
That's
too.
What they like to think.
So what does it mean by gayest?
I don't know. I'm assuming he thinks I'm a flamer, but
no, I didn't say flamer. I said gayest.
Guys, I just don't like labels in general.
We're just having
who
fun.
Who said
here?
That? Who doesn't like labels?
I said it, David.
That's David, except for American Eagle. And Abercrombie.
Oh, yeah, I like those.
And Hollister especially.
Hollister. Brand name queen.
John, we're not really serious. We're just having fun here. There's no such thing.
Yeah, gayers. And so all of you are gay, regardless of your level of gayness.
No, we're all the same level of gayness.
How out are you?
Well, this is Joseph. I'm out at work. I'm out with my whole family and relatives and to all my friends. So I'm very out. Go ahead, Tommy.
This is Tommy, and I'm out to my friends, and I'm out at work. I'm out to some of my family, some of them not. I'm not out to okay. my, yeah. And let's leave it at that.
Okay, Edward?
I'm out. I've been out since I was 18.
Three?
I didn't even know I was gay back then.
No, that's a good thing.
But well, on a serious note, I'm out to my friends, my family, and at work I'm out. So I'm out.
And
again,
this is David. I am out to my family, out to my friends, out to just about every single area except work. I'm not okay. out at work.
Well, sometimes you don't have to.
No, I don't. I see, with me, my sexuality is not a political arena in my classroom. So it's not something that I associate with having to show myself as being gay, and it has nothing to do with my career. But I try to keep that. I try to keep a thin line between that.
Mm-hmm. It's really irrelevant, I think. To
exactly,
to your,
yes,
to your
yes.
job. And but okay, here's the questions. I told you guys and warned you guys it's going to be slightly tougher now in the second part of the interview. Now, David, if somebody come up to you and ask you in school, let's say your coworker asks, "Are you gay?" Will you say yes or no?
I have not yet been approached by anyone about that. But mm-hmm. if I was, I would give them the definite answer because, after all, they're seeking information about me, and I would be honest with them to tell them that. But at the same time, I want them to understand that gay teachers are out there, we're out there, and there's also a GLSEN network here in the Sacramento area that's gay, lesbian, education, straight alliance network for gay teachers. And there's a lot of different programs and clubs and organizations out there. But for the most part, I guess with me, it really doesn't have, like you said, any relevance or anything to do with my ability to complete my job and to work with students.
True. True. So thank you. Thank you for the
sure.
wonderful answer. And everybody's quiet, which is good. Now we can hear you, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
For the first time,
okay.
we're quiet.
I have, okay, now the follow-up question.
Tommy fell asleep.
Who told me fell asleep?
No, I didn't.
That was so boring, huh?
Edward just made that comment. No, but that's
somebody
really
want to say
subject.
Make a comment?
Yes.
Yes. Edward said to me that he we're roommates, and he mentioned the fact that it's so neat to see that there is a gay teacher out there, and that what was it exactly?
Well, I was. When I was in school, like in junior high or elementary school, you know, there's really nobody that I could look up to. You know, most of my teachers, I assume, are gay, well, are straight or either closeted gay person. So it's nice to see a teacher who's out there and who's, you know, showing that you could be gay and you don't have to be afraid of who you are. So when I see David here, who's an openly gay person and who's also a good teacher, an exceptional teacher, if I may add, you know, all I wish is that, you know, hopefully there's, you know, somebody out there when I was a kid to look up to as a gay teacher to see what I would be like in 20 years or, you know,
thank you, Edward. That was really nice. And I have to make a correction. There are two teachers that I know on campus that know about me. But one is a teacher friend. She teaches PE, and she knows about me. And the other is a close friend of mine who... No, oh, my God, that doesn't imply anything, okay, because I don't want to out that person. But yeah, so I have a few teacher friends who know of my sexuality, but the whole school does not know. So I keep it to a minimum because I don't want the publicity. I don't think that it's necessary or that it's needed.
Yeah, sometimes that kind of overshadows certain your profession sometimes.
Yeah.
Good, thank you. And that's such a crucial thing when Edward was talking about there's no, you know, a normal gay person that you can look up to or a role model. Well, I hate to think of it as a role model, but really the main intention of this my show online podcast is to actually have a normal gay Asian person life out there. My life is pretty much out there. Things that I share with people, and it's just things that I do that is so sometimes so normal. And also, I'm a successful professional, a gay Asian, and so I think sometimes if I were a child and if I have somebody a podcast I can listen to that I live my life as a normal person without having to go through the whole hating myself because I like other
Thank
men.
Thank you.
Amen.
It is so powerful. I think. Don't you think so?
John. I totally agree. Yeah. Thank you,
can
John.
I hear an amen in here?
Amen. Amen. Gay man.
God. Can I hear a gay man in here?
Gay man in here.
Amen.
No, I can totally appreciate what you just said, John. Like growing up, yeah. I wish I had. Yeah, I really do.
And John, I think from this interview, I think some of my students will probably know, but. Yeah, I think some of them already know because of the videos and the YouTube and the Google thing that we've posted. But that's totally cool with me, and you know that's something that I guess it'll eventually happen. So I'm and by the way, I'm a second year teacher and I'm not tenured, so that's kind of like important for me to kind of be careful about that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's true. And sometimes you just have to do what you have to do to be professionally sound because the world is not as friendly as how, you know, how we like it to be.
That's the reality.
But, so you have to watch your back, but at the same time, on being honestly gay. I think I always call myself honestly gay rather than just openly gay. You know, I don't wear I'm gay neon sign on my forehead, but well, people usually
you
can
don't.
Tell if you're wise. So that's great, and I really hope that this would get to especially to Asian kids. I think, you know, when I was growing up, it just was not anything that you would talk about. I already see a lot of improvement now through some of my friends and my gay friends back home in Malaysia. There's already been a huge improvement, but it's still not as much as I would like it to be. You know, I just want to have the possibility that you can live a life being a gay person and still live a normal, successful life.
We're still working towards that. I think we're still working towards that.
Yeah, and all of us do on various levels, even in the United States of America. We're still working on that. There's still gay haters out there, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, we are always marching toward the Golden Gate, whatever you call it. Just
the
diamond tiara.
Tiara?
Diamond tiaras.
Oh,
do you guys
yes.
have a tiara?
No.
No.
I think every girl and every gay man should have a tiara.
I don't.
I need to buy a
wig
first.
No, I think everyone should. You should go get one. And you should get one that has real, well, not real diamonds, but real actual rhinestones on them.
Wow. Do you have a wig, John?
Do I have a wig? Yeah, I do. Have you? Oh, you guys probably haven't seen my drag picture. I have.
I've done
drag
one time.
Share. Send it to us. Share it.
I've done drag one time, and that was Halloween 2004. I went with two friends and my brother as the Fanta Girls.
So, John, what's your drag name?
Do you know the Fanta Girls?
Do you have a drag name?
Joanna.
No.
Oh my gosh, how did you know that? That's my name.
Tommy's good.
Isn't it, there's a formula for that? Like,
Pickle Planet, your dog's name.
Hello, one person at a time, please.
Oh. Thank you, Edward. Thank you, Edward.
Edward.
No. Because somebody told me that there's a formula to know what your drag name is. It's like the street where you grew up on and your middle name.
That's your your porn name is your your pet's name, your first pet's name, and the first street you lived on. That's your porn name.
That's your porn name or your drag name?
I think that's the form. Well, it can be applied anywhere, but I've heard it used as your porn name.
Mine is not interesting at all.
What's yours?
What is it you said? Your first pet's name and your...
You're the first street that you lived on.
And then?
And your middle name.
No, it's just like... like, for example, mine would be Coco Flanagan, because my first dog's name was Coco. And I lived on Flanagan Drive, so it'd be Coco Flanagan.
So what if you don't have a dog or a pet?
Then it doesn't apply.
What do you think? What do you think of gay Asians
in America?
Yeah,
I think that
we're not represented enough,
and we're up and coming.
Yeah.
I think that
anything,
especially in California. I mean, it's been more of a positive experience. I think in California for gay Asian males. I haven't lived outside of California, so I'm not sure how it is elsewhere. And
I would think that it's probably a lot easier just because of the concentration of the population there.
In San Francisco,
probably a little bit harder here in the Midwest being gay Asian. But of course, I think being Asian is not as hard as being a gay person here in the Midwest, I think. Well, I don't want to sound like where I live is like a bigot city. Kansas City is great. I've never, ever seen anybody being rude to me for being gay or for being Asian at all in the city. Outside of here, I'm not sure, but in the city, it's actually pretty friendly.
Okay, that's promising. I'd like to hear that.
So what do you think of the image that usually in general people would have when you talk about gay Asians? What do they think of first?
There used to be a negative stereotype, whereas maybe like all gay Asian males were like effeminate, or they were just, I don't know. I'm not really sure how
flamey
to describe it. Yeah, they were just, but there's, I mean, and not to, you know, not that there's anything wrong with being any different way, but there's just a variety to being gay and Asian. You know, there's not just
like all humankind.
Yeah, we're just like everyone else, and there's like a wide spectrum. There's people like Joseph, there's people like me, and you know, and there's, and
people like me.
Yeah, and people like Edward and David and John Ong. And so I just think
that's why we want our voices heard,
so that
then people
can
actually see that they're just all kinds.
Yeah, and then that there's a variety. Just like you said, that we're just human. And so
you were talking about not wanting to be labeled. And I think sometimes being labeled gay gives you this... You know, the label, the gayness is actually covering the whole self. You know, you cover your entire person with the label being gay. To people who are not as educated, people who are either misinformed or didn't get enough information or whatever, and they would just see you being gay and stop seeing you as a person. And a lot of times, I personally have the experience of getting to know people first, and they know me, and then they find out that you're gay and you're still the same old person. So sometimes I agree that the label sometimes can cover up your personality entirely.
I agree with you that on that, John. And I think in general, there's not enough representation of gay in general, and there's not enough representation of Asian in general. And when you combine the two, it makes it even more difficult. Exactly. That's what I would like to say. But it's even difficult to find some representation with someone who has both qualities, you know?
Yes.
So
I agree. And so, you know, through really, I think that's why I'm so excited about podcasting, is because it gives everyone a voice, you know, regardless of who you are. It gives everyone a voice, and you know, now we have at least one. I know there are several gay Asians out there doing shows like this, and but you know, I'm definitely one of them.
I'm proud of you.
To be one of them.
John,
yeah. I'm waiting for you guys' podcast.
About 4 years ago, there was like a gay Asian magazine here in San Francisco. It's called Noodle Magazine. And unfortunately, it went out of business. And I remember reading that magazine, well, not religiously, but Well, what I'm trying to say is just it's so nice reading that magazine because it gives a voice to gay Asian community. And it's just so sad that it went out of business. So,
Noodle Magazine was started by Max. It was started by Max, who was a UC Berkeley graduate. And, of course, I know all about it because I was one of their models.
Who is this?
This is David. And they wrote a little column about me, a gay teacher. And it was so refreshing for the audience and for people who subscribe to Noodle Magazine, because they didn't get enough voice. They didn't hear enough about Asian and gay Asians in America. So what Edward is saying is that it's refreshing and it's nice to come across that. But he ended up not getting enough sponsorship, and the magazine had to fold because of the lack of fundings and
readership and, or subscription
and
sponsorship
interest.
Really.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So
I can imagine that.
But that shouldn't prohibit anyone from starting it up again, you know. I try to remain very optimistic about that.
That's the next project of the Mischievous Boys.
Just
what, are joking.
You gonna conquer the magazine world?
No. Yeah. We're gonna make a new magazine.
Not
called
yet.
John Ong.
Yeah. That sounds like a good magazine. Yeah.
Straight from Kansas City. No, gay from Kansas City.
Geisha.
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 Geisha. Geisha.
Geisha. Spell it with G.
Geisha.
G-A-Y.
Okay, so now also, I know that we don't get enough gay Asians representation out there in the public. What do you think now, when we do, are you afraid of Asian stereotype, a gay Asian stereotype? You talked about having, you know, the submissive.
Yeah. Yeah. For your service, sir.
And, that would be white man.
Okay, you did it so well.
Joseph.
$10.
I mean, on occasion, I'm like that. No. I'm not always like that. And so, you know,
we like to play the roles.
Okay, I've always wanted to find the opportunity to talk to my listeners about the terms that we sometimes use in the gay community. And I'm going to be educating everyone here. I'm sure there are some straight listeners, and also probably some gay listeners from different places that might not be aware of these terms. So there are terms like, I'm going to ask you guys, okay? What are potato queens?
David!
Oh my God, they're attacking me, John.
David's a poster
queen
boy.
Is somebody who dates white
what
guys.
What is a potato queen? What is a potato queen, David?
A potato queen is someone who likes to date predominantly white guys. But,
exclusively.
But let me tell you something.
Exclusively.
My first boyfriend was Filipino, so.
We're just kidding. You're right. We're just giving him a hard time.
But see, again, I don't use labels. I've already said that.
Okay. Unless you're AE.
They're picking on me right
or
now.
AMF
because,
or
because my current boyfriend is white.
Potato. And then
thank you. John, thank you.
What about
Edward.
Sticky rice?
The what?
Oliver!
Sticky rice.
Asian action.
Oh yes.
That is so Tommy. No,
Sticky Rice is an Asian guy who dates exclusively other Asian guys.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's Sticky.
Sticky.
And then what is that? No, okay. What other queens?
A burrito queen.
Tommy.
No, there's a burrito queen. Is somebody?
What did you say?
A burrito queen. Somebody who likes exclusively Hispanic boys.
I prefer bean queen because it's a rice queen. Oh, movie. That's the next one. Rice queen.
Bean queen.
Bean queen is someone who.
Rice queen. Yeah, we haven't talked about rice queen.
Oh yeah,
yet.
Rice queen is a white guy.
Or any guy. Any race.
Any non-Asian guy who likes Asian guys. That's a rice queen.
There's a lot of those out there.
Well, specifically young, effeminate Asian guys.
No. See, no? That's a stereotype. That's a bad stereotype.
Wow.
Like a Yoko.
Edward.
Couple? Yeah.
Sorry,
go to your
John.
Room, Edward.
What?
I'm just kidding.
And then there's
I'm sure. Let's leave the other terminologies out there. We'll just talk about terminologies that we are involved in.
Okay. Because
I think you can go on the list forever and ever. But those rice queens. So you know what rice queens are now. You know what potato queens are, David. And then you know what sticky rice is.
They've labeled me.
So, okay, since
I have a sad face on.
John, this is gay slang 101.
Yes, exactly.
A gay slang on knees. Scratch that one, John.
Oh, we're having so much fun, John.
I could hardly hear you guys. I'm just going to say, because I could hardly hear you.
One at a time, right, John? One at a time.
Yes, one at a time. Raise your hand when you want to say something, okay? Just like you're being a good student. I'll spank you later. And, this is a question. David has a boyfriend.
Yes.
Potato. And then... Sorry, I'm teasing. I have a white boyfriend, too.
You potato queen.
I have a white boyfriend. Okay, this is, if you want label, I'll give you label. If you want label, I call myself the buffet queen because ooh. I like all sorts of men. I just like men.
At the same time?
A buffet queen. I love
all meat
that.
Lovers.
Yes.
Everything.
All meat lovers.
All
yes.
meat lovers.
All of it.
I love all of them. I mean, you know, I can have like a combination plate.
Ooh.
Oh my
do
God.
You get the three item or the four item?
Naughty,
is that a Midwestern
it?
Term for
thick crust?
No, I'm just kidding. Do you like thick crust?
Crust or thin? Thick crust.
Do you like the you like the cheese on the inside?
Oh, Tommy. Oh my God.
I like
stop.
It on the outside.
Yeah, I want the cheese crust? On the side.
Do you like it stuffed?
Oh my God. Okay, let's stop. Okay,
I on. Like, yes.
John, cheesy what's stuff? The age demographics of your show?
No, his
wait,
show
what
is
the demo? I would say predominantly gay.
I mean, age.
Oh, age.
Yeah, you have to be
I
range,
don't
right?
know. I have seen.
They range.
I would say probably from. I know one of my youngest listeners is actually a 15-year-old. Well, because he wrote me. It really is really appropriate for adult, but he's a 15-year-old gay boy
aww.
Who just written me lately. So we have maybe around 15 and up.
You go,
hopefully
boy.
Till
no,
I think
you
in
go.
The down up to probably about 50-ish.
Okay.
Maybe.
You haven't finished asking your question, so you know about me.
See, John, we've taken over your show.
And then oh, yeah.
What
so ask? I want to know. Who has a significant other?
Okay, Edward, you want to answer this question?
Go, Edward.
Yes.
Yes, what? Yes, what?
I'm dating
tell
somebody.
Us more.
No. 8 months.
Oh.
Okay, I've been dating somebody since the beginning of summer. It's about, I think it's about 8 months now. So, and things are going well.
Cool. And what? How do you label yourself in this relationship?
How do I label myself?
Yeah, are you a top or bottom?
Meaning, is he white or Asian or what?
Oh that. Edward is a potato queen right now.
Answer.
Ooh.
I'm dating a a very nice guy. And it doesn't matter to me if he's white, black, Hispanic, or Asian. He's just a very nice guy.
That's true.
That's true. And
but
that
he's
is
a very nice white guy.
And he's a white guy.
And that is the quality that I like from
him.
And
of course, you're in America, so the likelihood of meeting a white person is probably higher than other.
80% chance.
Okay, and then anything else that you want to talk about your eight-month-old relationship? I know it's probably for usually when you're in the eight-month period, it feels like forever, you know?
No, it doesn't feel like forever. I feel like we're just starting out. I mean, we're getting to know each other. We're taking it really slow. You know, it's not my first one, but I haven't dated in quite a long time, and it's just nice to feel to have somebody in your life, somebody that you could talk to, somebody that you can spend the weekends with, and I never thought that I'll be dating somebody, you know, for this long or ever again, but I'm just glad I met somebody, and I don't know where the future holds, but we're just having a good time right now and getting to know each other.
Good. Enjoy yourselves. Savor it. I mean, literally
Savor?
And figuratively.
Lick it.
Okay, so let's see. How about Tommy?
Tommy, tell us about your relationship with your hand.
I'm dating this girl named Pamela.
And Pamela, is he left-handed or right-handed?
Pamela is left-handed. No, I'm not in a relationship now.
You're not in a relationship right now. Okay, no, but you have been?
I have been, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
He won't be in the market for too long.
Okay. Are you just happen to not have one, or are you consciously not looking for, or you just keep it natural?
Be honest, please.
I guess they say that.
Who are they?
Okay, I'm not going to use Well, if I were to meet the right person, I wouldn't be against.
Okay,
pursuing
that's
a relationship.
Good enough.
Otherwise,
fair
yeah.
enough.
But at the moment,
Miranda.
What about our bossy Joseph?
Yes. Well,
he's
I'm
married to a woman.
No.
Okay.
This is Joseph, and I'm single.
My phone number.
And my phone number is. Joseph at mischievousboys.com.
That is not a phone number.
And my phone number is
555
555
oh.
Mischievous Boys.
555 Versatile.
Well, thank you for allowing me to get that personal.
You're welcome.
I was just assuming I don't know personally or anything, so you'll have to figure that out for yourselves, guys.
Okay. Go to mischievousboys.com.
Yes.
For more information about the boys and see how you can order it through the catalog, online catalog.
Yes.
You know what, guys? Thank you so much for listening. And if you have any comment, please call. I forgot to mention that last week. But if you want to leave a message, you can also call my comment line at 206-888-JOHN and leave a voice comment. Or you can email me at online@gmail.com or just go to the website onlinepodcast.com and you'll have a link over to mischievousboys.com as well. Thank you very much for listening. And if you like this interview, I'm going to get even tougher next week. So stay tuned and stay safe. Subscribe. Next week we'll talk to the boys more about their personal life, bits and pieces of juicy information. Okay, thank you so much.
Can
we'll
we say
see
bye
you
to
next
our fans?
Week.
Bye, John. Bye.
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 Don't forget
bye.
To smile.
Bye. I say bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.